Okay. Nice little sugya today. Good sugya today. So before I get to the topic of chalutza, I wanted to just address an interesting sideshow issue. But on the case of almana v'grusha. So the Gemara says if an almana grusha marries a kohen gadol, so how many malchus you get? You get two sets of malchus. Chai v'lav mishum shnei shemos. Almana grusha. So here's my quiz. What happened first? She became an almana. Then she got married to someone else. And he divorced her. And now a kohen gadol married this woman who is both an almana and a grusha. Let's say it reversed itself. Let's say she married a... got married. And then she got divorced. And then she married someone else. And then he died. And now she marries a kohen gadol. So not almana v'grusha, but rather grusha v'almana. So is it different or is it not different? Is there a difference in almana v'grusha versus grusha v'almana? So I'm telling you that in the case of almana v'grusha, chayv shtay. And the Mishnah is miduyekes, is miduyak. If it was the reverse, grusha v'almana, for how many shemos would he be chayev? Only one. What's the difference? Benjamin, I'm not going to hear you.
Basically, it's a broader scale.
Okay, correct. What do you want to say? Okay, so this requires a little bit of yedis. There is a concept in halacha called Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Once an Isser is already in place, another Isser cannot layer on top of it. So once this woman's a grusha, so she's also to a kohen gadol. So therefore now she's also an almana. She became an almana afterwards. Did the almana, like, she was already Isser. So now you want to say she's Isser again, but she was already Isser. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The shame almana is not layered on top of the shame grusha. And therefore, you only chayv once. Ah, you'll ask me. But what about almana, the grusha? There we said you chayv shtayim. So the answer, the reason is because of what's called an isser mosif. The second isser, if it is doing more than the first isser, if it has broader application than the first Isser, then it will layer on. So for example, Amana, who's Amana Asir to? Kohen Gadol. Grusha. Is the same Grusha Chal on an Amana? The answer is yes. Why? Because Grusha is also Asir to Kohen Hedyot. And since Grusha is also Asir to Kohen Hedyot, it is Mosif, therefore that Isser, Grusha is going to be Chal on this Amana. And as a result, when a Kohen Gadol marries her, he's going to be over Shnei Isurim. In other words, normally speaking, the rule is Ein Isser Chal Isser. But sometimes when the second Isser is now more broadly applied, therefore it's called an Isser Mosif, and therefore will also be Chal. So when it says Almana v'Grusha, it is Dafka, not Grusha v'Almana. Good? That's a side point, a nice point. You got that from Rav Hananya Shlita? Excellent. Very good. Very good. Okay. So that brings us to the next case where it's a case of grusha v'chalutza. And here the Gemara tells us, Eino chayv ela mishem achas. In a case of grusha v'chalutza, you're only chayv mishem achas. Rashi writes over here, grusha v'chalutza, grusha v'hi chalutza. So she's both. But nevertheless, Eino chayv aleha ela mishem grusha. But you're only chayv mishem grusha. Shachalutza ina ksuva. Ela miribuya, my sinala, the tiny bikidush and grusha, aimly ela grusha, chalutza minay, tamadomar, veisha. So, how do we learn out chalutza? We learn out chalutza from a ribui. A ribui. Is it explicit in text? It's not explicit in text. There's an extra letter. What's the extra letter? Veisha. It could have just said isha grusha. Why did it say veisha? Lerabos afilu esha chalutza. And therefore, says Rashi, since it is just a what? A ribui. So therefore, do you get malchus for it?
No.
You don't get malchus for it. Now, is this Rashi crystal clear? It's not crystal clear. One way to learn Rashi is that really Chalutza is... The only time you get Malkus is when you have a... What? What do you need for Malkus?
Explicit.
You have explicit Pasuk. And is this explicit Pasuk? No, it's a limud. It's a riboy. You're not going to get Malkus for a riboy. That is one way to learn Rashi. And therefore, Chalutza is only a riboy, maybe even only an Issa Drabana. But either way, it does not have the legs to support a Chiyuv Malkus Daraisa. To be able to support a Chiyuv Malkus Daraisa, you need to be an explicit Pasuk. This is not explicit. Is that how Tosas understood Rashi?
No.
Let's see Tosas. Tosas understood Rashi as follows. Grusha v'chalutza eino chayv el achas perish akudim b'shem grusha v'chalutza and ma'isi la mi ve'isha grusha ma'asol perish odi v'chalutza l'chuda ikka malkus d'orais. So the way Tosas understood Rashi, and I want to learn Rashi like Tosas. The way Tosas understands Rashi is chalutza is an independent iser, and can you get malkus for chalutza? Yes, you can get Malkus for Chalutza Doraisa. But in our Mishnah, why are you not getting Malkus for Chalutza? Because she's also a Grusha. So when she's a Grusha and a Chalutza, then the Din Chalutza is going to be somehow muted and subservient to Grusha. But if indeed she was just a standalone Chalutza, will there be Malchus Doraisa if a Kohen marries a Chalutza? Yes. So according to Tosas, as he understands Rashi, is Chalutza Doraisa or Drabana? Doraisa. And what's the Chiddush of Rashi? Is that Chalutza Lechud gets Malchus. If it was Chalutza and Grusha, so then you're only going to get Malchus for what? For Grusha, not for Chalutza. And my goal today is to try and understand this vision of Rashi within Tosas. But before we get there, let's just finish Tosas, and then we'll go to Yugavi. Tosas says, v'ze'enu. I don't think this is correct. Why? Number one, darmino perech asara yuchsin chalutz drabon. First of all, the Gemara in Kiddushin says chalutz on drabon. V'ha dele'el. And earlier on in the Masechet, on Beis Ben Aleph, when it mentions in Zomim, to make someone a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, Chalutza Agav Grusha, Tanya. When it said Chalutza, it didn't mean Chalutza for real, it meant Chalutza Agav Grusha. What does it mean, Agav Grusha? It's thrown in, but it's not, don't take it so seriously. And therefore, right now I'm stopping. What's Tosis' position about Chalutza? It's a pure Derabbanan. What's his source? Gemara and Kiddushin, we'll see that in a second. Makas Bezim and Olive. Makas Yudimim and Olive. What's the answer?
A throw-in.
You know what slips off the tongue? It just slips off the tongue. But what's Doraisa? Grusha's Doraisa. Chalutza's only drop on it. It slips off the tongue. It's a slip off the tongue. It's like saying Bert and... It slips off the tongue. But Bert is Bert, and Ernie's Ernie. It's like, but it slips off the tongue. It's like, I don't know. It's like Laverne and...
Surely.
There you go. But, you know... Right, Mindy. It slips off the tongue, but it's... Okay, very good. Okay, so Inami, one second. Inami, or another pshat, is... The Mishnah is telling you even Makas Drabanan. Makas Madas Drabanan. Uvaha. Came to Hikam Grusha. Since she's also Grusha, look about Makas the Grusha. She don't rise. Look at Makas Madas Drabanan. They're really Chalutza is a Din Drabanan. You become Makas Midrabanan. But when you're getting Makas the rice for Grusha, you're not going to get Makas Drabanan for Chalutza. The position of Tosas is clear. According to Tosas, Chalutza is what? Is a Drabanan. According to Rashi, we're understanding Chalutza is Doraisa, but in the presence of Grusha, it doesn't get independent Malkus. Okay. Got it.
Is Tosfos saying that Grusha and Chalutza, according to Rashi, it's in Chal Isser?
Ain Isser Chal Isser.
Ain Isser Chal Isser. So is that's what Tosfos is saying, the same Rashi is saying?
I don't think so.
then what is he?
I'll get there. I think there's something else going on. Yes?
Would there have to be a specific, according to the people who say Chalutza is a derabanan, would there have to be a specific order as to how she became a Garusha or...
I don't think so. I don't think the order will matter. If you hold it to derabanan, for sure it won't matter.
Really, there wouldn't be an idea like if, you know, she's prohibited on a deraisa level, then she's definitely prohibited on a derabanan level.
I don't think you need to... The ordering, if she's a Chalutza...
Because then she's only prohibited on
the
derabanan, but now it's like additional.
Right, right. So for sure, the Issa Grusha will be chal on the Issa Chalutza. It's the rice will still be chal on the derabanan.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we say that Tosfos is maybe I don't know. Can we say that
Tosfos
is just having an interpretation of Rashi?
Yeah, interpretation of Rashi.
I mean,
yeah.
It's clearly not what Rashi's saying explicitly.
It's clearly not what it's not. You don't have to say this is Rashi's pshat. You can assume Rashi learns like Tosfos as well, and it's a ribui. And on a ribui, it's a.
And Rashi could have said this is the raisa, and he didn't say that.
I understand, but I think there's Rashi's Tosfos' reading of Rashi is reasonable.
Okay.
Is reasonable. And if I were to ask you a simple question, is chalutza, based on the text that you have in front of you, is chalutza dorais drabana? What is the simple answer?
Dorais.
The simple answer is dorais. Why? Because it's in the Mishnah Daf Gimel. It's in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The simple answer, it's doraisa. But clearly Tosis does not take that view. And I wanna try and learn Rashi as understood by Tosis. And just to build the picture a little bit, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Zayin Halachiyot Zayin. Is that right? Yud Zayin Zayin. So the Rambam just seems to clearly be in the camp of the Balei HaTosfos, because the Rambam tells us Yud Zayin Zayin. Where am I? Oh, Hachalutza Asura Lekomi Divrei Sofrim Bipnei She Kigrusha. That's an interesting language. The Rambam writes that Hachalutza is Kigrusha Maknoso Makas Midivreim. However, a Kohen Shenasa Savei Chalutza is allowed to stay married to her, and the child is kosher. Why? Because it's only Derabanan Chazal were gozer on a Chalutza, not a Safek Chalutza. Okay. Yeah.
What does it mean that a Chalutza is a Deoraisa, but it's not like a real Deoraisa?
I don't know. Can you hold on to that? I'm going to get there. What?
The Rambam says Kid Grusha. Could you say that?
Yes, you can. I'm going to get there. Okay. Beis Amud Aleph. Beis Amud Aleph, again, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah teaches us that Eid Nas Ha'edim, Ketz Eid Nas Zomim, Meidman Bishpanishu, Ben Grusha, O Ben Chalutza. And what's the din? They're found to be Eidim Zomim. What do you give them? Malchus. Now, when you read Malchus in the Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph, A, does that sound like Malchus Doraisa?
Yes,
it does. B, does it sound like if you have a standalone guy whose mother was a chalutza, whose father was a kayin, and you testified about him, that he's a ben chalutza, and now you found him being zomim, does it sound like you can get Malchus Doraisa?
Yes.
Separate case?
Yeah.
Yes. So this mishnah would seem to stand strong like the simple reading of Rashi. Chalutza is de...
But the Malchus they're getting, would it really be like a derabanan malchus?
No, Dorai, it's a Doraisa malchus.
But even if chalutza was a was a derabanan, the malchus they're getting isn't like the same. I feel like they're not getting malchus because they did it. They're getting malchus because you can't, you know.
You're right. You're right. But the malchus, as you learned today in Bekiyas, the malchus is a Doraisa malchus. It's a malchus that's in the Torah. It's a Doraisa malchus, and therefore, presumably, this is a Doraisa type case. Now, the Rishonim are bothered. Anytime the word chalutza is mentioned with grusha, and it's always mentioned with grusha because it just slips off the tongue, the Rishonim are bothered by this issue. And the Ritva, in the beginning of the Masechet, he addressed it, the Ritva addressed it by us as well. And the Ritva says over here on the topic of chalutza, where is it? What Dibra Maskel is it? The Ritva Hadiktani. Oh. So says the Ritva. What page is it?
First page.
Hadiktani ben Chalutza. He says, Ashigris Lishin. The Ben Grusha Nate. The Psul Ben Chalutza in a Minatomi Drabon. Keda Asikna Perka Sarayuks. They always quote the Gemara in in Kiddushin. V'im kein, ein bo din hazama midoraisa klal, ella, mishum de iser chalutza lekuhuna midrabanan have, amtu lepsul grusha doraisa, asuchunami amaydik sivi, isha grusha me isha grisa hasam, nechtav akadad dodi, but, and they did the same thing by us, says the Ritva. Whose camp is the Ritva in? The Ritva is in Tosa's camp. So when our mission says you get Malkasa ben Grusha ben Chalutza according to the Ritva, did it mean it?
No.
It did not mean it. Now, could you make a reasonable argument that the Ritva is correct, Tosas is correct, the Rambam is correct, but the Mishnah and Dav Beis Amud Aleph is also correct. And it's not just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, it doesn't specify Doraisa.
Yeah!
So maybe you can say that it is in fact a Derabanan, but for whatever reason, you get Doraisa Malkus for this Derabanan.
You could just be getting Derabanan Malkus.
It's been a long break, I see. For whatever reason.
For the reason that I don't want to spoil it.
Don't give me for whatever reason. I don't need for whatever reason. I want the reason.
Because it's an asmachta, which is like an amped up derabanan.
Nah, that's what you want. You want to? No. No, I don't need that. It's something you don't need fancy ideas for this. Yeah.
Maybe the Torah sets up that if somebody does it, is an Edom Zomer on something that you can't punish him directly on because it would punish his
You're
torture.
Talking too much. What? Stop it.
We make a diuk and look at El
Stop diuking. This is.
And it says El Loke Arbayim. It doesn't specify necessarily that you're giving Arbayim to the Chalutza.
No, stop it. Stop it.
It could be that it says Malkus Arbayim. It's not talking about Doraisa Malkus.
No, it is talking about Doraisa Malkus.
It's both.
Rabosa, listen carefully. Oh, this is simple.
You're making the kids
alone? No. This is simple. If I testify that I saw Daniel Jaffe eating a sandwich that had cooked chicken and cheese in it. Rachman Litzlan. Rabosai, I saw him eating it. So, is my Eidus Doraisa?
Just you, or?
The Eidus of me and my colleague who are giving Eidus. Yeah. Is it Eidus Doraisa?
Is Doraisa testimony on a
Meaning, can I be chayav Eidim Zomin Doraisa on an Eidus that is on a subject matter that's only Derabanan?
Why not?
I would say l'chori yes. Why not? Exactly. Why not? In other words, of course, yeah, even if you assume that a ben chalutza is Derabanan, but I'm giving edus in court, Bezdin is accepting my edus, and who says I can't be an Eid Zomein Doraisa when the subject matter of my Eidus is only Drabanan? Who says that can't be? And therefore, I'll get Malkus Arboim Doraisa. Is that like preposterous? In fact, I would even say that's Pashit. And apparently, the Ritva is going to have to tell you that no. He's going to argue a tremendous Chiddush, it sounds to me. But if your subject matter is Dirabanan, then, like, the Torah on a Doraisa level doesn't compute this to be Eidus. It's not Eidus, because you know what? Does the Torah know what chicken and cheese is? No. Does the Torah know what Ben Chalutz is? The Torah doesn't know what it is. So therefore, the Eidus does not compute Doraisa. It only computes what? Dirabanan. And if the Mishnah's topic is Malkus Doraisa, it cannot be talking about Ben Chalutza. It's just a slip of the tongue. But I think you could have argued, and the Aruch Lamir, I think, makes this point, is that, no, the subject matter is Darabanan, but the Eidus is still Doraisa, and you're going to be Chayiv, Malkus Doraisa. So I don't think you have to learn, you don't, the Mishnah on that Beis Ma'av doesn't have to get you stuck over here. Yes, the Ritva Lishitasa says Shigur Deleshna. Rashi might tell us again if we learn like Taisus, Ben Chalut says Doraisa, and it stands alone as a Din Doraisa. But you could have the third possibility over here in the Beis Ma'av, and that is that the Eidus is Darabanan, but the Kasha Zamam still has a Din Doraisa because you're in court, you're giving Eidus. The question is a simple one. Are you violating Losana Brecha Eid Sheker? Yes or no? On a Doraisa level?
Yes.
Lechora, yes. Even though your Eidus is chicken and cheese, it's still Losana on a Doraisa level. I think you could certainly say that as a third possibility. Okay. What?
Kasher Zamam?
What are you saying?
If you said that it's on a Darabanan, but your Eidus is considered Daraisa, doesn't the Pasuk of Kasher Zamam come in to refute that?
Okay, so you're saying the reason, what you're saying is, I think the Pshat and the Ritva, is that you need to be in the system of Kasher Zamam. And in order to be in that system, you need to be Eidus Daraisa. And what we're saying is perhaps not. Perhaps you can, this is still called Eidus Daraisa. Okay, I gotta go weiter. Okay? Okay. Thank you for your indulgence. Okay, that brings us to, let's take a look at the Ritva in our sugya, and I'm going to, via the Ritva in our sugya, again, I'm going to try and elucidate, the Ritva brings other rayas, okay, to the position of the Balei HaTos. So let's take a look at the Ritva in Daf Yigimel Amid Aleph. And the Ritva says, Grusha v'chalutza eino chayve alav ela mishum shem echad. So says the Ritva, Perish Rashi, Zal, de chalutza ena ksuva ela mi ribuya de grusha maisila. You don't have an explicit pasuk, it's a ribuy. Ugitatani b'masek kedushin, grusha me'isha, ein li ela grusha, chalutza minayin, tamad lomar, me'isha. By the way, I made a mistake, and I guess I didn't make a mistake. There's the way the Ritva presents, the way the Gemara Kedushin presents the drashas, I think it's ve'isha, the vav. The way the Ritva presents it, it's from the Talmud Omer Me'isha. Either way, there's a drasha. Nira midiv rabbeinu zal, desvira lei chalutza asim in haTorah. V'chein mashon lechora midiktani lo ba'elu en alokin doraisa, uktani lo anami reish mechilten, gabi hazama doraisa. Okay, so you have, if I had to ask you, now keeping score, how many sugyas indicate like Rashi the chalutza's doraisa? So far, Beis Ma'av in Maseches Makos, Yukim Lamedav, Maseches Makos, and now we have a third. What's the third? Sota, the Gemara in Maseches Sota, which I gave you, and the Ritva quotes it. He says, V'chein mashma, V'chein haya nir misugadi Maseches Sota, Rav Yosi Aglili Omen. So there's a din that hayore v'harach levav, a person who is a scaredy cat, he's afraid. He's nervous to go to warfare, so he's exempt. Yarei v'rach levav is exempt from warfare. Pesukim pashas kiseitze. So what's the definition? Why are you afraid? What are you afraid of? So the Gemara says, no, it's not someone who's just afraid of weapons. He's afraid of dying. No, he's afraid because he's got a reason to be afraid. So Rav Yossi Aglili says, what's he afraid of? Hayarei me'averos shebiyado. He's worried because he's got averos. And Rav Yossi says, he's worried about specific averos, which averos in the Mishnah enumerates certain averos of Ishus. Alman al Kohen Gadol, and I quote, Grusha vechalutza le Kohen Hedyot, Zeu hayore varach levav. Interesting. V'armina no labe Gemara, my Beinai, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi? And Rav Yossi, and the Gemara says, Avera de Rabbanon Ika Benayu. That the first mandam who says he's worried about Avera Shabiyado includes even Averos de Rabbanon. If he ate chicken and cheese, he's worried about that. And Rav Yossi Aglili, who just said certain Averos, Hamadol Kohen Gadol, and Grusha Vechalutza Kohen Hedyot, what does that suggest? That chalutza is doraisa. So comes along Rashi and says, I got a third Gemara. A third Gemara that says chalutza l'kohen hedyot is a din doraisa. Yafeh. It's tilting towards Rashi nicely. Tilting nicely towards Rashi.
Isn't that machlokas? It's only according to
Rabbis? No. The Gemara says, what's the difference between Rav Yossi and the difference is Averes Drabana, which tells you that Chalutza is Doraisa. So now comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, I'll tell you what I think. Aval ein lomar kein klal. I disagree. After all, the Gemara Masek Kiddushin, Ein Ches, I gave it to you if you want to take a look at it, says clearly that the limud of the Isha is nasmachta ba'alma. What does nasmachta mean? It's a din derabanan that happens to have a textual hook, but it's a din derabanan. The Amrina Nami, and I got another raya. Yevamos Perek Yesh Mosaros. Da Pehei in Masech Yevamos. It says over there that if a Kohen marries a Grusha vechalutza, Yesh Lahen Ksuva. Does he have to divorce them? He has to divorce them. Do they get a Ksuva? They get a Ksuva. And then it says, but if someone marries Shnios La'arayos. He marries Shnios. What does Shnios mean?
One level above.
Like, not a direct relative, but a second-tier relative, which is only Asami Drabanan. Do they get a ksuba when he has to divorce them? They don't get a ksuba. So the Gemara asks, why does Grusha v'chalutza the Kohen Hedyo get a ksuba, and Shnios do not get a ksuba? So the Gemara says, I'm a Rebbe, my timer. Halalu divrei Torah, v'ein tzrichen chizuk, v'halalu divrei sofer, v'tzrichen chizuk. Sometimes a doraisa, people are afraid of doraisas. So you don't have to give, you don't need chizuk. But on drabanan, people say, it's only drabanan. There you have to show this is serious business. So how do you show serious business? You don't give a ksuv. Right now, what does the Gemara seem to say? Grusha v'chalutza is doraisa. The Gemara then gives another answer. Dover acher, zuhi margilaso. Don't worry about the details. I did look it up, but don't worry about it. And the Gemara now says, Dover Acher Man Katani Lo, who brought this Dover Acher? And the Gemara says, Mahajinan Ika de Arme Rebi Katani Lo. Why? Because Chalutza Kokosai the Chalutza Drabana ve Islak Suva. They needed another answer, Dover Acher, because Chalutza was bothering them. Because how can you tell me Chalutza's the O? Raisa Chalutza's really A? Dirabanan. And therefore it needs Chizuk, and it should have A? If it needs chizuk, no ksuva. So what does that indicate over here from this Gemara and Daf in Yevamos? Is that it's drabonim. Is that it's drabonim. So now, when I'm stacking it all up, I got makas, and sota versus kiddushin and Yevamos. So like I'm a shtickle all over the place. In the Rishonim, where am I landing? Tosis and the Rambam say chalutza is drabonim. How are you going to deal with makos? Slip of the tongue. Says the Ritva now, another Mahalach. At least to deal with Sota. Makas is slip of the tongue. Hare sha'am lehed yachalutz drabanan. V'hadik tanil hu hacha uve'idah masnid ba'ashivas delashin. Mishum didamya legrusha v'asmechu hu rabanan akra dida. It looks like, does chalutza look like grusha? And if you learn it from somewhere, do you learn it from the same pasuk as grusha? It looks like, so it's a slip of the tongue. And then he says, Efsher. It's a cool position of the Ritva. The Efsher. What do we say in Maseches Sota? What do we say in Sota?
That it's
in Sota we said, what might it be? It might be a, the difference between a, what do we say? Yorei Verach Levav. Yorei Verach Levav. First Tana says, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Averos. Rav Yossi says, Amar Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza Kohen Hedyo. Mai beinayu, Ika beinayu, Averos, Dirabon. Which implies, Chalutza is what? Is Doraisa. But we know, says the Ritva, Chalutza is Dirabona. So watch this. Are all drabonans created equal?
No.
Says the Ritva, is chicken and cheese the same as other drabonans? Efsir, the chi amrin ba'seka so da'ave drabonan ika benayu, de boy lomar, avera drabonan de les la asmachta ke'ein do raisa la fuke chalutza da have ke'ein do raisa atu de damyale. What's the Ritva saying over here? Just to get out of sota, yeah?
That the difference between Rav Yossi and Rav Yossi is that one of the veros, Shabiyato includes veros which are lower.
When you have a pure Isser Darabana, that's what Rav Yossi Haglili Tanakam is saying. Pure Isser Darabana. What do you mean pure Isser Darabana? Has no vestigial contact with Doraisa. No textual hook. However, Chalutza, if I were to ask you, Chalutza, is it a Doraisa Darabanan?
It's an in-betweener.
It's an in-betweener. And comes along the Ritva and tells him, there's a Ritva Lishitase that says a Darabanan that has a textual hook is already more than just a pure Darabanan. There is a Prima Gadim in the Psicha HaKoleles that says that if you have a Darabanan with a textual hook and a smachta, you will say about such a Darabanan, Safek Darabanan le lechumra. Lechumra. Why? Because it's not just a Darabanan. It's a Darabanan that is creeping towards Doraisa. And maybe according to this Ritva, you could have a big chiddush against the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Safek Chalutza, what's the din? Lekula. And maybe this Ritva will tell you Safek Chalutza is Lechumra. That would be an amazing, amazing chiddush. But I don't think that's the pshat of here. I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. Okay? I want to say what I think. I'm going to give you my pshat. And you can reject it or you can accept it, but this is my pshat. Let's go back to Rashi. And I want to go back to Rashi and see Rashi. And with this Rashi, we can understand one other thing, and then we'll call it a day. You ready? Look at Rashi. You give him. Rashi writes, Almana, Grusha vechalutza. Grusha vehi chalutza. She's a Grusha who's a chalutza. In a chayv Allah, Ella mishum Grusha. Shahachalutza ain't a ksuva. Ella miribuya maisinan la de tani bekidushin grusha ain't liela grusha chalutza minayin tamud lomar veisha. What was the Ritva's girsa? Meisha. You see, either way, look at the pasuk. Look at the pasuk for a second. The pasuk says, Isha zona vechalala lo yikachu. Now, what could the pasuk have written? Isha grusha. But it didn't say Isha Grusha, it said the Isha Grusha. How does the and then it says Mei Isha Lo Yi Kach. But what did what was the Ritva's Drasha? The Ritva's Drasha is it could have said Isha Zonav Halal Lo Yi Kach of Isha Grusha Lo Yi Kach. Why does it say Mei Isha? I can say this what I'm gonna say either way, but I happen to like it within the Ritva even more. What's the chiddush of this ribui dekra? If I were to ask you to translate the term grusha, I think the simple translation you would say is divorcee. A woman who is divorced. Fair enough. But is that what the word means? What does the word mean?
Separate?
That's not what the word means. What does the word mean? Grusha. Legaresh. To chase away. To cast away. So perhaps you could look at this pasuk in one of two ways. Grusha could mean a divorcee. Is a chalutza a divorcee? Absolutely not. But the pasuk could be taken literally. Isha, grusha, meisha. What does that mean? A woman who is cast away, who is sent away. There's two types of women. Is an almana sent away?
No.
She's not sent away, her husband died. But there are two types of women, doraisa women, that are sent away. There's a grusha and a chalutza. Perhaps either the vav or the me'isha, because after all, how does chalutza happen? How does chalutza happen? She doesn't want to marry him, he doesn't want to marry her, he spits in her, she spits in his shoe, and basically she's now free to go. Is there a tie between this couple before the chalutza?
Yeah.
There is a tie. What's the nature of the tie? No, much more than brother-in-law. Much more than brother. They were brother-in-laws as long as the brother was alive. Now the brother's not alive, so they're not. She's not his sister-in-law anymore. What is she? Can she marry someone else right now?
No.
Why? She has some. She's not a. There's a word. She has a zika to him. Zika is how do you? Zika is a word I can't translate. I'll call it a bondedness. Now, what is the way to cure, if you will, the bondedness? There's two possibilities. One possibility is Bia. And what does Bia do? Bia converts her into a full-blown wife. Not Kesef, not Star, Bia, and only Bia. Okay? That's one possibility. The other possibility is to sever the bondedness. How do you sever the bondedness? Chalitz. What's the Chiddush HaKra according to Rashi? The Chiddush HaKra according to Rashi is that a chalutza, listen to the words, a chalutza is a grusha. And if she is a grusha, and now you have a woman that is a chalutza and grusha, how many sets of malchus will she get? She'll only get one set of malchus. Why will she only get one set of malchus? Because a chalutza is a grusha. It's, in other words, it's not the pshat. So, and if she's only a chalutza, what will she get? She'll get malchus d'oraisa. Because she's a chalutza, which is a grusha. But if she is both a chalutza and a grusha, what's the common denominator of grusha and chalutza? Is that they're both cast away. They're both cast away. They have a relationship, and they are now, if you will, moved on. And as a result, that creates an expanse. In other words, what Rashi's Zeres HaKasav is expanding the same grusha. And therefore, a chalutza, who's also grusha, one malchus. If it's a chalutza alone, also one set of malchus. And a grusha alone, also one set of malchus. But the separate shame is Sir Ane Doraisa level. Okay, Alman and Grusha are two absolutely separate ideas. Now, one last point I want to make. I want to make two, but I'll only make one. There's a pasuk. Look at the last source on your sheet. The last source on your sheet is a Meshech Chachma. I don't have a Chumash handy. Do I have a Chumash handy? Okay, we'll do without the Chumash. But there are six psukim in, wow, how fortuitous. Amazing. So the pasuk says Perek Chaf Hey pasuk Hey through Yud. Pasuk, this is the parsha of Yibum. So the pasuk says you have brothers, and one of them dies. So Yivama Yavo Aleha and V'lakalol Yishav Yivma V'haya B'chor Asher Teleid. So the B'chor that dies, that is born out from the second relationship, is named after Al Shem Achiv Hames. If she doesn't want to do what? If she doesn't want to get married to him, if he doesn't want to get married to her, so what do? You go to the Zakenim, and Vikara lo zikne iro, Vidabra I love, they say you should marry her. He says, Lo chafatzi lakakta, I don't want to. So they bring the woman over, Vicholsa na'alo, you take off the Hishu me'al raglo v'yorka b'fanav she spits v'amra kachi asela isha shalo yibon esbeis achiv. Now, and forever longer, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael. And what are you going to call this Yavam? You call him Beis Chalutz Hana. The house of Chalutz Hana. Got it? Now, here's the question. Beis, those words are really important. Beis Chalutz Hana. Is this man, the Yavam, former Yavam, allowed to marry the woman's relatives?
No.
He's not. This chalitza after chalitza. After chalitza. So look at the Mesher Chachma. The Mesher Chachma is a parish on Chumash. Usually nice, beautiful ideas. Here he's giving you a halachic idea on our sugya. He says, Hagamara masi bekama duchte de chalutza de rabbanon ukra asmachta ba'alma. Okay? He's following whose position? Tosfos, the Ritva, etc. Mikom mako mistabrolani yuzdaiti. Del Rabbi Akiva de sarabi yavamas memdalit. To achos chalutza. If the man marries the sister of the chalutza, have a havlad mamzer. The child's a mamzer. Why is the child a mamzer? Because, no, he married her sister. So the child's a mamzer. Why, how is the child a mamzer? Because v'haksiv karo'o beso. Because the Torah refers to their relationship as one of beso. V'have ke'ishto shinizgarsha. If a man divorces another woman, can he marry her sister? No. Why? Because they were one household. There was a real, the Zika relationship is a real relationship. It's a relationship of beso. And how do you sever that relationship? You sever it with chalitza. But is it akin to gerushin? It's akin to gerushin. I have a secret to tell you. You know who our mishnah is going according to? The Gemara is going to tell you that tomorrow. But our mishnah is according to?
Rabbi Akiva.
Our mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. There are others who disagree. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the efshar to have a d'oraisa v'srabe minei. Perhaps it's the Raisa and Uvazeh Asi Shap Estimas Mishnah Sein Tuva. Why the Mishnah is always sad? The Denaka Grusha Chalutza Kohen Hedyo. The Kulu Stamoy Alib Rabbi Akiva is according to Rabbi Akiva, which says it's a real relationship of Beso, and as a result, indeed Chalutza has a status of, give me the word,
Grusha.
Of Grusha, and as a result, can you marry the Chalutza's sister after the fact? The answer is no, and that would be very much Rashi's position, according to what we're saying. Have an excellent day. Yashar koach. New sugya tomorrow.